The assembly's vote was the final legislative hurdle for this plan, and in a period of weeks that had been marked by chaos, it passed without any major disturbance. Lawmakers debated the plan for several hours today while protesters chanted outside the assembly chamber. Those protests were intense in the moments preceding the vote on the bill, but nobody rushed the chamber, and within the hour, the noise inside had mostly died down. The vote and the governor's pending signature mean that the state's collective bargaining laws that have been on the books, in some cases for 50 years, will soon be drastically different. Most public employees won't be able to collectively bargain over health care and pension benefits, and public employers won't collect union dues. The next chapter in this fight has already started. Democrats and their union allies have circulated recall petitions against 8 Republican senators who voted for this plan. Republicans have also circulated recall petitions against many of the Democrats who left Wisconsin to try to block this bill. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.